Wednesday Shir Samachas.
מחלויקס, רש"י אומר, זה יחלויקו, וששניהם אדוקים בתויפס ושניהם בתויר. אבל איך עוד אדוק בתויפס ואיך עוד אדוק בתויר, זה נויטל תויפס וזה נויטל תויר. So, רש"י הזמין לגמור, שתיהם אדוקים בתויפס, שתיהם אדוקים בתויר, זה נויטל תויפס, אז דן דהלוך איזה יחלויקו. אבל איך עוד אדוק בתויפס ואיך עוד אדוק בתויר, זה נויטל תויפס וזה נויטל תויר. ורבי יחנן אמר לו, אוי להם חולקים, ואפילו איך עוד אדוק בתויפס ואיך עוד אדוק בתויר, ואותני זה נויטל בו מגס לצריך את הכוי תויקה במצוה יוחם הילמים ולצריך את המקר ולגבי אחד מה עוד עשוי מלאמר להפלגוחי כמה שנאמר להפלגוחי מה יכול להיות הפעג הזו הכי פלגוח. אבל back to the עיקר ההלוכה, when is יחלויקו? כששניהם אדוקים בתויפס או שניהם אדוקים בתוירף. אבל זה אדוק בתוירף וזה אדוק בתויפס, זה נויטל תוירף וזה נויטל תויפס. So we'll start that. B'shitas Rashi, Rashi be'etzem, in the beginning of the Gemara is no Rashi, and it's not klor. Mitzad etzem divrei ha-Gemara, what would be the pshat of the Gemara? Zeh noitel teiref vezeh noitel teifes. But the Rishonim understood that lefi Rashi, zeh noitel teiref vezeh noitel teifes means that be'etzem in a shtar, with a toiref, you could collect the whole thing. With the toifes, you could collect the whole thing. So when ze oiches betoiref, veze oiches betoifes, be'etzem with the toiref, you could collect the whole thing. And with the toifes, you could collect the whole thing. So be'etzem is no nafkamine. And the halacha will be, this is what the Rishonim explain, im shteyem adukim betoyref, yachloiku. Shteyem adukim betoyfes, yachloiku. Ze oiches betoyref, veze oiches betoyfes. He could collect the whole money, because the piece that he has in his hands is enough to collect with. So while the piece that he has in his hands is enough to collect with, so he could collect the whole thing. This is the way the Rishonim understood the Gemara, Novos. And the Rishonim go weiter. The Toiref has a Zman, and the Toifes does not have a Zman. So, Lu Yitzuyer, the Malve, the one that's collecting, has the Toiref, he could even collect from Mishua Bodim. If he only has the toifes, he cannot collect from Mishua Bodim. We mamish look at it like we split it, and he could collect the whole thing. This was the Hava Mina from the Gemara. And on that frek the Gemara, Vele Rab Lezer, Omar le Rav Achim, Yidifte le Ravine le Rab Lezer, Omar zanoitel toifes vezanoitel toiref, Lomoli. וחילוצור על פי צלוחוסו יוצריך. The Rishonim explain, the question is not on the Malve. The Malve goes with this piece and collects all of the money. The Kasha is on the Loive. if the Malve is anyway collecting the whole thing when he has the Toyref. So Meinav Kamina that you give the Leibet a piece of paper. Meinav Kamina to give the Leibet a piece of paper. The Malve could collect the whole thing. What is Toyref? So say, במה דברים אמורים ששניהם אדוקים בתוירף או שניהם אדוקים בתייפס? אבל זה אדוק בתוירף וזה אדוק בתייפס. The Malve could collect the whole thing. And if he has the תוירף for משועבודים, if he doesn't have the תוירף without משועבודים, what is it that you finished and said, אבל כשזה אדוק בתוירף וזה זה נויטל תוירף וזה נויטל תייפס, as mashma you came to say that the other person takes the toifas, that the loive goes home with the toifas. What the loive has from going home with a piece of paper that is called the toifas, he has nothing to do with his toifas. It's useless, this toifas. It's nothing to collect with this toifas. This is the Gemara's kash. Now I want just to explain the Gemara before the Ma'apeche, before the answer of the Gemara. We're holding in the Kasha, and we understand kshezoiches betoifes v'zoiches kshishteim adukim betoifes oshteim adukim betoiref yachloif. Aval ze oduk betoifes v'ze oduk betoiref. We can look at it like they split, and while you could collect with the toiref, or you could collect with the toifes, but every one of them you could collect. So Val, with every one of them you could collect, and every one of them has a koyach to collect the whole money. So Be'etzem, the Malve could collect the whole money. The Leiva also has the Teifes, but the Malve also could collect the whole money. And Frank the Gemara, so why you told me Zenoit? So the cash is not on the Din. The Din is very clear that the Malve could collect all of the money, even that he has only the Teiref. But the Lashon HaGemara is Zenoitel Teirev Zenoitel Teifes. That is mashma that the Loive will get the Teifes has nothing to do with the Teifes. The mind of Kamina that he gets the Teifes. This is the Gemara's question. So I want just to explain if you have a minute from the Gemara. If Shteim Adukim B'Teirev means in the edge and the top, you do Achleiku. Shteim in the edge. Now, what would be if one of them has his hands in the middle of the Teiref, and one of them has the hands in the middle of the Teifes? What would be the din? One of them has his hands in the middle of the Teiref, and one of them has his hands in the middle of the Teifes.
He's not holding the rest of the Teiref with Teifes? No. Just
a
little part.
You know how much to put everything inside, you know how to grab it, it's cloth, you know, it's not like a piece of paper. It's not like I tried to put the whole papers in my hand, never worked in.
So what is the Gemara? I'm asking a deal.
Shteim adukim b'toyref, we have a shtar. Lama zayin, the shtar is 5 inch and 5 inch. The toyref is 2.5 inch, and the toyfus is 2.5 inch. If both of them has the hands on the top, yechloik. Both of them have the hands on the bottom, yechloik. Zeoich is toyref v'zoyref toyfus. If you have a minute, we're looking at kilo it's split. We're looking at kilo it's split. And he could collect all of the money with the Torah. He could collect the whole money with the Torah. I'm asking, he has to have the whole Torah inside his hands, or it's enough that he has his fingers on the top and the other guy has his fingers on the bottom? Poshut, he has to have the whole Toyref inside his hand, and the other guy has to have the whole toyfus inside his hand. But if not, you can't say command the posik. The whole koyach, the say command the posik is, what is the whole koyach to say command the posik? While the whole shtar is inside his hand. So the Mele, you could take him on the posik. The whole shtar is inside his hands, you could take him on the posik. And the whole shtar is inside the other person's hands, so you could take him on the posik. So Mele, he gets a half and he gets a half. It's not that the whole shtar is inside one person's hands and the whole shtar is in the other person's hands. No vas. He only has a chelik. You can't say command the pasuk. And if you can't say command the pasuk, so what do you do if you can't say command the pasuk? What do you do if you can't say command the pasuk? Then you do yachvay. So it's lav dafka shteim oichzim b'toyref v'shteim oichzim b'toyfes. If he's holding a little bit from the toyref and he's holding a little bit from the toyfes, also the halacha would be yachvayku. Only if he holds the whole toyref and he holds the whole toyfes, then we say command the pasuk lefi da'ava amina, and he has a right to collect with his chelek. You write that the other guy also has a shtar, but this is the hava mina from the Gemara lefi shitas Rashi, that Vali has a toyref and he has enough koyach to collect, he would get the whole money. And I'll then frag the Gemara if he would get the whole money anyways, so lemainaf kemine that we give the loive, lemainaf kemine that we're giving the loive, the toifas is not enough kemine. This is the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, lo yitzriche omar leiletmei the omar ochi hai shtore de izbezman kamishovi the lesbezman kamishovi b'shtore de izbezman gobi mishabodim yidr gobi mishabodim yaiv leich de beini de beini v'yachloik. More says like this: a shtar without a zman you cannot collect. Lama zagal shtar is worth 100, without the zman it's worth 80, with the zman it's worth 100. So if the Malve is holding the Teufes, so how much you will get? 60. Because the 20 we give him anyways, and he gets another 40. If the Loive is holding the top, so the Malve only has the bottom, he will only get 40. Right? That's what the Gemara says. We take the Beine v'Beine, how much a Shtar with a Zman is worth? Lama Zogin 100. A shtar without a zman is worth 80. And we say, the first 20, the Malve is holding on to. The guy that has the Torah. The rest, both of them are holding. This is Shitas Rashi. So now, Lama Gein Leat. First, the Firashi is a switch in the answer of the Gemara. Not anymore that the guy of the Torah could collect the whole thing, like we taught in the Havamim. In the Havamina we taught that the Malve could collect the whole thing, he has the Teuref. Or even if he has the Teufes, he also could collect the whole thing. The Gemara was Cholek now. When they're holding a Shtar, we don't look on it that everyone has a half. They're holding together the Shtar. And while they're holding together the Shtar, they have to split it to two. But while the top has a zman, so it's worth much more. So while it's worth much more, so we say, how much it's worth with a zman? 100. Without a zman, 80. So the 20, he's holding himself. The rest, we say, how much is left? 80. We'll divide it half-half. This is the Gemara. Now, we have to be matkish. Even that lemaisa, we say command the posse. And if you cut the shtar and you will give him the toyref, the Rishonim learned Bedas Rashi, he could collect the whole money. So why now he's not getting the whole money? Why is he not getting the whole money? And if you will cut the top part, Lefishitas Rashi, the toyref alone, you could collect the whole money. With the top himself, you could collect the whole money. So if you will say, command the posse, with that tap, you could collect the whole money. So why now we tell him, no, we change their mind? The Rishonim don't say that the Gemara answered, you had a mistake, Toyref, you can't collect the whole money. If the Rishonim are learning the Sugi Lefirashi, that Betoyref, you could collect the whole money. And Betoyref is very shver shitas Rashi. Tesis will say that it's not true. Very shver, but as they state, that you could collect the whole thing. The Mele Rashi holds that the Bala Teiref has a right to get 50, and the Bala Teufis has a right to get 50, right? No. So then he goes, what is Nafkamina giving the Taifas? Anyway, so the Gemara happened and understood he gets the whole 100. What is the Nafkamina? So the Gemara switches. Elo Lidmei. No, he's not getting 100. How much is getting? Only 50. And now, in that 50, we say the one that has this man has a bigger portion, so he gets 60, because the shtar is worth 100 with this man. He gets 20 that is worth anyway, and the other 80 is split. And the guy that has the teifas gets only the 40. And if the malve has the teifas, he only could collect 40. Right? This is the Gemara. So it was a switch in the Gemara from the Havamin. Now, where is the switch? Where is the switch? And the Havamin and the Rishonim explained by Das Rashi that the Baal HaTorif could collect everything. And the Gemara meant Zenoit HaTorif and Zenoit HaTorifis, the Baal HaTorif collects 100%. And the Gemara is Kasha, that's a very Shvari Kasha, I'm going to explain later. Fechilotzur al Pitzluchisa, what is the Kasha? What is the kasha? Well, he needs it. What? He's splitting the shtar. What do you mean? What is the kasha of the Gemara? So the Rishonim explained that that's Rashi. The kasha is like this. While the Torah gets fully, so why the Leiva needs the paper? What? He needs it to put it on his table? But if Lunitzuya, the Malva doesn't get fully. So the Leiva needs it to get his portion. So the Rishonim understood that Lefi Rashi, in the Havamin of the Gemara, but a Toiref gets fully. And if the Malva would hold the Toifas, he also gets fully. Frank the Gemara, if the Malva gets fully, side the Toiref, side the Toifas, so Lev Gabi, what the Pshat is, you're giving the Leiva the Toifas. And the Rishonim speak out, you're right, if the Malva has his money, he has more. But in the other case, mine have Kemina. So the Rishonim understood, I want to be Mamchishit. The Rishonim understood that the Gemara's Kasha is, while Rashi is mechadish, that the Baal HaTorif could get fully, this is the way we look in the shtar. So the kasha is, so why the Leiva, what is the nafkamina that the Leiva gets the teifas? And on that the Gemara answers, Ridmei. And Lefi Rashi is a switch now. Now, the switch is not belong this that the Torah alone is good. Because the Gemara had to say, no, we got it wrong. Rashi learns, you're right that the Torah gives me a koyach, and the Teufas gives me a koyach, but when we're holding it together, it's considered that both of us are muchzik and the whole choyv. So you can collect the whole choyv. You're right that you're holding on to the shtar, I'm also holding on to the shtar. And the melech only could go 50-50. And while it only could go 50-50, the Gemara says the next step. While this man is worth much more, a shtar with this man, so the top shtar is worth much more, the bottom shtar is more worth much less, so the guy that has the top gets the extra 20 that the shtar is worth with this man, and the rest, they split half-half. Right? This is the answer of the Gemara Lefishitas Rashi. Now, here I want to explain a little bit. If this is the answer to the Gemara Lefi Rashi, so the top guy has the Zman, he gets 60. 20, the shtar is worth more. And then the 80, they split half-half. If the top guy doesn't have the Zman, how much he gets? What? 40. I don't know, why he gets 40? He has a shtar in his hand, together with the other guy. They're holding 50-50. Why can't go to collect 50? You owe me money. You owe me money, I'm holding on and you're holding on. You're right. If I want to go to Mishua Bodim, I don't have a Zman. But when I'm not going to Mishua Bodim, I'm going to my friend, you owe me money, I'm holding 50%, you're holding 50%. Pay me 50%. If the Choyv, give me 50. Why will I get only 40? You're right, if you ask me how much the shtar is worth, without Zman 80, with Zman 100. Now, I want to collect the shtar. You owe me money. I have a schus to collect. If I have a schus to collect, the chur is 50. You're right, when you want to sell the shtar and you're done to be given to Mishua Bonim, a shtar without is worth 80, with a Zman is worth 100. But I'm not going to Mishua Bonim now. I'm going to my friend. we're holding a shtar. I hold you owe me, you hold you don't owe me. Pay me 50. What changed? L'chore. Shteyem oichzim b'toyref, shteyem oichzim b'toyfes. And you do yachloiku. How much you get? 50 or 40? 50. Percent of the shtar, right? He gets 50% of the shtar. Now, you're right. The shtar with a zman is worth more. Without a zman, it's worth less. I'll ask you a different shot. Is a shtar without a zman and two people are holding on to the shtar? You do yachloiku. And he collects 50% of it, no? When two people are holding a shtar and there's no zman, how you divide the shtar? 50-50. I can't collect from Yeshua Bodim, but I will collect from my friend. So now when you have a zman, and the loiva is holding this man, I only get 40? Why I will get only 40? What is that? Okay. We started the sugya, the Balatoyrif wanted to go home with everything. The Balatoyrif was going home with everything. He's going home with everything. And the Gemara only asked the Kasha, why the Balatoyrif is getting the Toyrif? It's irrelevant that he's getting a piece of paper. Zalonogea. And the Gemara switched. Not the Pshat. Not the pshat, zog the Gemara, that the Balatoyrif gets the whole thing, he gets a 50%. Say that? So the mind of Kamina Toyrif and Toyrifus. The Toyrif is worth more, the Toyrifus is worth less. So the Mele is Zogdur Ashen Rishayim. So if the Malga holds the Toyrif, he will get 60. Why 60? Because without this man, it's worth 80. With this man, it's worth 100. Give him the 20, plus a half. And if he's holding the Toyrifus, so the other guy has the 20, so his 80 is in between 50-50, so he gets 40. Like the guy doesn't, why are you giving me 40? I'm holding the shtar with the other guy together.
You can never get that far.
I'm not going to the Mishra Boni, I'm going to you. You owe me money?
That's the right to get to the
100. Well, Mishra Boni is not the way to get to the money. I go to my friend, I knock on his door, and I take the money. If he sells it, I can't go to the Mishra Boni. When I have a shtar and you owe me money, I can't get 50% of the money that you owe me? So I can't get the money that you owe me? You owe me the money. L'chura, the way we're learning Rashi, I'm saying, it's a switch to say that I give that be'etzem it's a mafteach, that be'etzem ma'avone. And in the beginning we understand that Toyrif is a real shtar. And the Gemara only has a zaydike problem, the other guy is getting the Toyrifus. Now, the switch of the Gemara is not, no, you had a mistake, Toyrif is not, no, I understand Toyrif, but when two people are holding together, they're holding the Choyf together. Say? So what is the difference? Like Rashi, but the Toyrif is worth much more. Say it. So make a cheshbon. How much will be worth without the Toyrif? 80. With the Toyrif, 100. Beini for Beini, give him Zok the Gemara, give him the 20, and split the 80. And you give him 60, and the other guy gets 40. So if the other guy is the Loive, the Malvi collects 60. And if the other guy is the Malvi, the Malvi collects 40. So the Malvi doesn't know why I'm collecting 40. I'm holding a shtar together with you, it's 50-50. Why 40%? I'm holding the shtar. We'll see in a second later in Tesfis what is the measurement of the shtar. The way you sell it. But lechaura, the Vayel Rashi didn't go into that even. As mashma in Rashi, when two people are holding a choyf, I'm sorry, when two people are holding a choyf together, they're not holding the paper, they're holding the choyf. And we want to know how much you're holding on to the choyf and how much you are holding on to the choyf. While my chelik in the choyf is stronger, is worth much more, so my muchzokus is a better muchzokus. It's a huge chiddush. I'll explain again. Lo yitzur is no zmatzur. And both of us are holding a shtar. And you're right, maybe we'll sell it, it'll be worth 80. But now we're not selling it. I say, listen, we have to settle. How much we'll settle? 50-50. We'll see later in Tesis, maybe we measured in settlement. That I would not. Aber sagt Rashi, this is regular. Aber weil the Yesedim Shteim Oichzim is, we see two people are holding on. And we want to know if they're holding equal or they're not holding equal. Well, it's parts of the shtar that are worth more when you want to sell the choiv, so that muchzokis is greater than my muchzokis.
What?
What
is there significant?
Yeah, he's not. For sure, the guy gets money. All of all is lucky.
What is connected to what's
in his mouth? No, the shaila is you're not holding the paper. You're holding the choiv. Now, my fingers are deeper in the choiv from your fingers, because when you sell this choiv, my part will be sold for more. So what I'm holding onto the choiv could be later we'll say that Rashi really holds it. You measure it by selling it, but there's no Rashi on the Gemara of Yachloi Kulet Mei. And the next Tesis. And Luna Tzuyer, Rashi had to come to that. Rashi had to speak it out. The Rishonim had to speak it out that the whole change happened here. Shteido Agresi Yisoid, and we'll see it in the Hemshech a couple times in the whole Avona and the Suya. And the Mele, I think the whole source of the Shmaisel of Rashi is around that. In the beginning, we understand that the guy that is holding the Torah is holding the whole Choy. The other guy is also, but I'm holding the Choy, so I deserve to get the Choy. The Gemara says, no, let me. We're holding together the Choy. No. And while it's worth to sell more, so my Muchzokis is better from your Muchzokis. And while my Muchzokis is better from your Muchzokis, in Mele I get a better portion. I get a better chelik in the choy. That l'chure has to be the avone, the das Rashi. On them, we're asking a very stark kasha. The number-wise is not true. You're right that when you sell it, it's worth more, but I'm not discussing to sell it now. I'm coming to collect it from my friend. I want to collect from my friend. You're right, the thesis is as a mechudosh l'gashita, that you measure it l'fi selling. And why I'm saying, we'll see later, Be'ez Hashem, that not all the Rishonim agree with thesis that the measurement is l'fi selling. And the Turin Shulchan Aruch is mashma, we just do half-half. Why to measure it if we'll sell it? Why we'll sell it? We'll see, it's a thesis. This is the next part of the sugya, the bottom thesis. But the Rishonim had to say it. Rashi states every thesis. Oh no, we can't read the Gemara. Rashi, Ramban, Ritvot, Tesarosh. All the Rishonim understood Rashi somehow. That the half of Minoz, he gets the whole thing. The answer is he gets a half. And you measure it, you minus how much it's worth, and he gets, and you divide the rest. Why that is the measurement? I want to collect from my friend. The Teretz is, it's only to show how much you muchzik in the shtar. And while this man gives me much more achize, it's a very, very deep avot. Not a lot of people were zeichet to understand it. But if I understand it completely, so even don't know it. Even. Yeah. Now, Mamshich Rashi, Frekt Rashi Akash. Frekt Rashi Akash, Ve'im Yishum Chasim Has Eidim, the bottom person has Eidim. So what, you telling me that the top person has the Zman, the bottom person has the Eidim? So Rashi and Modna Teretz, we're going to Mandom, I'm going to Bishtar Shekosim and Tzor Lekaimoy, so we don't care. Now, so Rashi's Teretz is very shver. Come, we'll leave a second Rashi's Teretz. We'll leave Rashi's Teretz. Come, we'll try to understand Rashi's Kasha. We said that the guy and the top guy gets 60, because he has the Zman. Yeah, we don't understand, but this is stating Rashi. Frank Rashi, the bottom guy has 80. Now, what Rashi wants that will happen? What Rashi wants? The bottom guy has 80. So what is Rashi's kasha? Laugh. So there's one way to understand that the bottom guy has 80, so the top guy has nothing. Why has nothing? Without 80, you can't do nothing with the shtar. Before Rashi's answer. So the aloha will be alamol, the bottom guy wins. He has the whole shtar, the Firashi. No, the whole thing, the Firashi, everything is written in the bottom also. We'll get later. Now he's holding, everything is inside his hands, we discussed. Zeoiches toifes, everything is crumbled in his hands, not sides. The whole bottom part is inside his hands. Frank Rashi, you told me the top guy has Zman, the bottom guy has Eidim. So the Ritva Yeshonim says, Rashi means to ask. So the bottom guy tells the top guy, without me you can't do nothing. Goodbye. So every time the bottom guy, if he's the Malve, he wins. If he's the Loive, he doesn't have to pay nothing. And the Rishonim is Mashma, and the Siyosef state is not the Kash of the Gemara. The Gemara means, Rashi means to ask like this. The top has 160. How much the bottom? Right. The bottom guy doesn't, he only has 40. Tells the bottom guy to the top guy, without me you can't collect. So the top guy answers him, yeah, but even when you could collect, you guy that have the bottom, you could collect, but without Zman, your shtar is worth only 80. So I'm holding on to 20. The top guy says to the bottom guy, you have the whole shtar, but without Zman, I have 20. The first guy wanted to get 60, he tells him, sir, without me you're worth nothing. So how we go about it? So Rashi meant to ask that if the loiva is holding the bottom, he will tell the malva, without me you can't collect. So you can't get money. The malva tells the loiva, without me you don't have a zman. So you're only holding on to 80. So how much you will collect? 10. 10. Why 10? Doesn't make sense, right? I read it again. The top guy has this man. He tells him, hey, you don't have his man. He says, yeah, you know what? You have his man. What are you going to do with his man without aiding him? Goodbye. Again, the malve, I give you money. We found the shtar. I'm holding the top, you have the bottom. I tell you, hey, half-half? You told me half-half. I said, I have this man, I'm 60. So I have the 80. You can't do nothing without me. So the Pasha is like the Ritva, so you told me goodbye, I can't collect. So like the Ritva, no, but I'm telling you, but without this man, your shtar is only worth 80. So you're only holding on to 80. I'm holding on to 20. So give me 20. So you answer me, well, I'll give you 20, but you don't have 80. So the Ritva says, so I don't have to give you nothing. And it's Yosef says, no, the Gemara meant, Rashi meant to ask, not nothing. I said, if you look at Lashon Rashi, I really said, Nochem was medayek. Rashi says, nothing? Vos midayedim? Vos midayedim? Rashi had to start, and it doesn't start. Look. The Kosta Rav Magid. שממל ועודק בתורף שהוא מוקים שקוסו מהמל ובערב והעידים אלא שאין בזמן ועלו ועודק בזמן גוי ומל וכולי חוץ מדמי הזמן ששום עם שטר שיש בזמן כמה שוב ויועסו משטר שאין בזמן ומנקל ומדע ביני וביני אבל המל ועודק בתורף שהוא מוקים הזמן ולא בתורף אין הגוי וכלום זה עוד עשרה שבו. So the shadow is like this, and I will explain. Ken zayin, I'm not saying. You could learn pshat, the Ritva state that Rashi meant nothing. The Malvi cannot collect nothing. He doesn't have Eidim. He can't collect. The Malvi cannot collect. Without Eidim, you can't collect. You don't deserve to get nothing. What is the tzad to understand that like that? It's Kimati can understand, and if you don't understand, nothing happened. The Ritva learns like you. I'll tell you the other tzad. The other tzad says like this. We don't cut that shtar. We already spoke with it a couple of times. Both of them are holding the choiv. The shayla, whose fingers are stronger? The guy says, listen, I'm with the 80, I'm very, very strong. The guy says, yeah, but your shtar when you sell will be worth 80, right? So 20 I'm holding, so you have to give me the 20. Again, this is really a bigger step. Why? I'd rather explain. Because he has the 80 and I don't have the 80. We don't look at the shtar that it's cut v'gamal. Because if the shtar is cut, if the shtar is cut completely, like we said, so he will collect 50. Why will we make a cheshbon, like we asked before, to go down. If it's no Zman, it's 50-50. Because it's a Zman, I'm getting only 40. Mecha Teisi. No, 1 second. We start in the regular Shtar. If it's a Shtar without Zman, we do 50-50. It's a Zman, so I'm saying, no, I only could collect 40. I say, why I only collect 40? I don't need this Zman, I want to collect without this Zman. The answer is, of a valid Zman, that guy has his fingers more into the packet of the Shtar, so you are a loser. Now we're trying to take it to a bigger step. When Rashi asked the Kasha, there's no Eidi. So you're right, I can't collect myself. I can't collect myself. But the other guy is also not holding the whole Shtar. I mean, with his shtar, he's only holding a shtar that is worth 80. And I will explain. When we're holding the paper together, both of us are holding the money. Both of us are holding the money. Now, the commander Posik says, how much any guy has in? I'm holding something that makes the shtar to have 20. Without me, the other guy can't have this 20 when he sells it. You're right, without him I can't collect bichlal. So we have to know how to measure it. But we can't stand right away and say, I cannot work without him, so I'm out of the picture. But he also can't get the whole money. He doesn't, again, he's not getting the money because I'm misafek. Shtayim oyzim, it's a yachloiku. Be'etzem, two people are holding a shtar. And everyone is holding the whole shtar. No vos. And Yoni Magah says, everyone has deepness, how much he has a koyach in the shtar. So the Ritva says, the mice, if I don't have 80, I don't have nothing, and he has everything. And I could hear this very stark. I could hear it very stark. But I could hear also to say, again, I don't know if I will collect the whole 20, because the mice, without him, I can't collect the 20. I don't know how much I will collect. But not the pshat to say, Val, I have 80. And he doesn't have 80, so I'm nothing. You're right that I'm nothing, but he can be 100. What? I'm not going there because Be'etzim I'm holding the shtar. Ari Beneinu, and this will seem to say, we know that it's Eidim. We'll get it in a second. Ari, this paper, like we said in Teir V'Teifes, how I'm collecting. It's one shtar. The shaila is, where is the muchzakus of every person? So, again, you could learn pshat that when it's no Eidim, it's no Eidim. Well, we can understand Pshat and Rashi. Loshen Rashi is not mashma like the Ritva that you can't collect at all. Loshen Rashi is mashma that while I have Eidim, he's better. Look, the Ritva is better. He's everything. The Torah says, you're right that he's everything. Avali is everything. But the Pshat is, but to win, you have to be a Musak. What is it? In Shtayim Boichzim, it's not the pshat, because I can't collect, you get it. It's not fair. We have to do yachloiku, because both of us are muchzokim. Right? This is the shtayim b'chzim b'shtar. It's nischadish, it's considered they're holding the money. And let me explain it even more. Arei b'shtayim b'chzim b'teifes, shtayim b'chzim b'teiref in the first edges, why everyone gets? Because when everyone... When Shteim Oichzim Betoyref on the top, Shteim Oichzim Betoyref on the top, no one is touching the Eidim. Why do you get it? Because when I hold this paper, it's considered I hold the whole thing. Now, what is my problem? That guy makes command the posik. So when he makes command the posik, listen, this is the line of the Lomdus. Not that the command the posik kills me. The commander Posik gives him more. The commander Posik doesn't kill me. Doesn't say, oh, this is what I don't have. This is not the vote of the commander Posik. Commander Posik, you know me, we're not cutting it. It's not commander Posik. Kilo, you don't have it, you're a loser. No. The guy that is commander Posik is considered a starker Murzik. He's more Murzik for me. The Meile, when both of us are holding the edge, no one is holding the 80, we're holding the whole thing. The guy put his hand somewhere, so now on that part I can't see. It's not the point. See it in a second, and taste is Mucha. When he puts his hands, he becomes a muhzik there. And this means we explain. So you're right that without a shtar, I'm going back for our first question. There it's easier to understand. When no zman, it's 50-50. When he has this man, I don't need that zman. It's not because I'm a loser, so that I don't have that chaylik. But when he has more, he becomes a more muhzik in the choyf. He has edim, he's more muhzik in the choyf. But this shtar is a shtar that is worth 100 in the market. And what he's hoping, he will only get 80 in the market, you can't say that he's the fully muhzik in the shtar. So I'm also a muhzik in the shtar. Why I'm saying it? The Nachlas David brings a goyen that the goyen learned in Rashi's kashe different. That when Rashi has the kasha, the bottom guy has 80. I'm sorry. The bottom guy has 80. Rashi meant the ass, so they will break even. He has a zman, I have an 80, so do 50-50. Where is the goyen? The goyen has a kasha. The Rambam doesn't bring down the whole sugya. He doesn't say toifes, toiref. Zog the goyen, you know why? Because even in Zeuches Betoyref, Zeuches Betoyfes, he has this man, and the bottom guy has the Eidim. What Rashi answered, Moide Mishtar Shekosvoy and Tzor Lekaimoy. The Rambam Paskins, Moide Mishtar Shekosvoy, Tzor Lekaimoy, so it's no Teret, so it's 50-50. Frank the Nachlas Dovi, 50-50? The bottom guy has Eidim, the top doesn't have Eidim, he can't get nothing. I said, Frank the Nachlas Dovi, and then, small piece, Zog the Nachlas Dovi. Inside after it. But at the end of the sugya, brings the whole halachas. Gam roisi be'agoas agro v'kotzro daiti mehobi de'lefi amira lefi shitas rashi de'hakol tolim mishetofus be'edim if we don't have the teretz. And the goyen says that the fish eat as a Rambam, the reason the Rambam said Yachloiku is because he has Eidim, he has money, do 50-50. It's Mamash and Medrash Pliya. It's Mamash and Medrash Pliya. Again, I don't know what is the answer in the Goyen. I was stating the Goyen again, that it's a Maile. So Keilu Be'etzim, they're holding the Shtar, and everyone has something excluded, so it's Chetzi Chetzi. אבל את ניצ קוצר דייטי מלאהובי זוק נחלס דובי אל קוצר דייטי מלאהובי after we touched that and I especially did it by Rehove we'll try to understand the Midrash Pliya of Rashi אבל Rashi is asking a kasha no, Rashi is asking a kasha the bottom person has 18 the top doesn't have 18 זוק Rashi on Modern Terrence you're right aber meide bestar she kosvo in zorich le kein mit der guy is meide so you don't need kium stotz frag teisves frag der Ramban frag der Ran teisarosh so what? Aber without aiding the star is not kosher the whole halach of meide bestar she kosvo in zorich le kein mit is that I don't need the kium if I'm masking that they're good Eidim but you need Eidim the bottom person has Eidim the top person doesn't have Eidim this is when Tais starts the kasha ופירוש התאימה דים חושב אוידו שנטוב עזר Eidim כאילו יש לו שטר בלו Eidim אם כן לרב שימו מגמני ענה מלו יוסי שפר דנהיד הסוב על הנצור לקיימוי כשאין כלל Eidim חסים בפוסו and this can start Zog the Rav for sure Rashi doesn't mean Rashi means forget about how it goes in the words of Rashi but first Zog the Rav Rashi means that Lemaisa the Eidim sign on the bottom they sign on the whole thing so both of them have the Eidim. He says like this if a shtar comes into Beis Din and you see the Eidim in the bottom. You see the Eidim in the bottom? And Beis Din seated, and a guy comes with a razor and races the Eidim. The tab, the shtar is not a good shtar? One second. You came with a shtar and it's 18 and someone raised it in front of you. The shtar is a good shtar? Yes. So the top person says it was a good shtar. It's a big paper. Well, the 18 signed in the bottom. And what they signed? The whole shtar. So what if he's holding it?
How do you split the shtar?
I'm not splitting. You're holding on the 18, but the 18 might. What if an 8 comes to Beis Din and you hold it?
The price is different.
Shtar, two people are fighting whose house is this. And one guy comes with an 8 and he's holding on the 8. And the 8 yells, the house is his. So the other guy gets it, but you're holding on to the 8. You're holding on to the 8 that signed the paper, the whole paper.
You only do it.
Well, so you're holding on to an 8. You're holding on to an 8 that says that what the 8 signs.
What?
I know it through this paper that he signs on the whole paper. I'm this is what the Ran answers. I'll first ask, like you have to ask. Zog is Yeshua, very good. And the date and the time is on the whole shtar on the bottom? He says, I understand the terms. That this is what Rashi meant. I understand that this is what Rashi meant. We'll say later how it goes into the Loshon. As I afraid of Yeshua, Tzorch Yun God. But first the Pesach. וכן המשה כוסף רשי דולייך בבחסים מסעין עם כוסף שהוא תימא תראה צרית בו בחידושו שייני אוכן העיד אלי כעינים בתוירף קיימו לנו יוידים שיש עינים בתויפס ושזה תוירף אם כן אבל ישאר פשטר שיש לו ועינים ואוכן נמי קיימו נדיד שזה השטר אינו מזויף לגורם העידים מסיר אין שום בעריכס ונראה לי שהוא נוחוי In brackets, אלו דהקתי קשלי. אם כן יהיה הזמן נבי. וקיימו לנו ידין אין הזמן, אבל כאילו הייתי בעל פה על הזמן. וזה עוד בזה. What is the difference? But again, first what we understand from the Pnei Yeshua. Now, so what is the answer, Beetz? What is the answer? To understand the answer. The answer is, like I said, it's not like it's cut and it's disappeared. We know the Eidim signed the whole paper. It's one shtar. The Rishonim and the Achronim and Kiman, the Posik never had a tzad that a pshat, it's cut and it's gone. So if you go back to Mudalif, you have to understand how in Kinyonim you're going to. We'll see later, you don't have a right to cut it. You don't have a right to take it. No, boss. This is my Muchzokus. Now, Rashi says, you need to mekayim the edim. You need the shtar to be mekuyim mitzad atzmoi. So keilu the mokim of the edim. We have to understand why. But the Vayel Mr. Tzuras Advorim. The mokim of the edim. This is the muchzokus. The mandoma einu tzorich lekayimoi. Avada is edim on the whole thing. And Val is aiding on the whole thing, even that I'm holding the tap, he's not called that he's holding on better for me. If Tzorich Lekayim or Kilu, you have to bring it and take it, and you have to use it, maybe if it's in Ksuvas that's totally in the ghetto, like we said in Mizuyev, if Tzorich Lekayim or not, if the Shtar is Nishkin Shtar Bizakim or not. You need to know that it's true. A guy has a schus to tie in the Mizuyev. Mashenken Zman is a part of the Sipur Advorim Shebashtar. I will explain it a little bit. I'll try to mafshi to make it easy to understand. Again, they're holding the choiv, that's something in the ear. It's not a real. But they're holding the choiv, duch the shtar. This is the way they're holding on. And Tal is the muchzokim by holding on. Here the muchzokim and the choiv. And we say, everyone, the part that he's holding that is more important is the better part that we have around. The Eidim are not considered a part of the Shtar. Avada, without them, we will not know it. I'll give you an example to understand it. Lemando Amar Eidim is Sire Kalti. Yeah? It's a Shtar without Eidim. And they're holding on 50-50. And it's Eidim is Sire that say that the Shtar is a good Shtar. But the other guy chapped the Eidim and he's holding them inside a bag. He's a muhzik? Surely, he's a muhzik or not? Again, it's a shtar with no 80, 50-50. Now you have to have Eidim Mesira. Two Eidim Mesira come, they say, we know that the shtar is a good shtar. The Loi Vechabs them, puts them in the bag, and he's holding on to the Eidim. He becomes a Murzuk. I'll give you a better Echetimtze. No, I want to explain to you a better Echetimtze. The Eidim Mesira written the shtar, the Eidus in a paper, and they send it to Beis Din. Lamazon, you could send a letter to Beis Din. The letter came to Beis Din, and he's holding on to it. Okay? Make it better a little bit. It's a shtarle von Einu, we don't know if it's true or not. Two people are holding on 50-50. What is the aloche? But if there's no Eidim, you can't do nothing. Okay, they try to find Eidim Mesira, they send a letter with the Eidus. But he's holding on to it. He becomes a muhzik or not? Yes or not? He becomes a muhzik in the chayv? So it becomes a muhzik in the chayv or not? So why? I want Mamash to make it clear. Why would he have a shtar and the bottom guy is holding on to the Eidim, you feel that he's a muhzik? What is the difference if he's holding on the telegram that came or he's holding on the bottom shtar? Explain to me why that was pushed to you. When we start the kashi, the bottom guy is holding the Eidim. No one understands Rashi, right? Mamash to commend the shpriya. And I'm giving you a different echetimtze. I especially started with Stam Shtusim, and then I get as a shtar. We don't know if it's true or not. And someone sends a message with Eidim Mesir with a telegram, and I'm holding on to it. I'm muzik in the Eidim. Why would I muzik in the bottom of the shtar? I'm a winner, and I'm muzik in this paper. I'm not a winner. What is the difference? What is the difference?
Without this
telegram, you can't do nothing.
No, it's a good shtar.
Again, it didn't call. You want me to make it exactly or make it easier? I'll make it even easier. Yeah. They walk into Beis Din with a shtar that is no Eidim, and both of them are holding together. One second. And the other guy is holding another paper if the signatures, if Eidim is here. They're walking in like this. One hand they're holding.
Eidim
is here, they don't have to be on the shtar. So they're walking into Beis Din, they're holding on a shtar, they're fighting. The other guy is holding, and the other hand is holding like this. So what is it? The Eidim is in my hand. He doesn't let the guy to get to the Eidim. He wins or he doesn't win? He doesn't win. It's no shaykhus.
But if it comes with his tariff itself.
Listen. The Moshe is only a chetimtze to try to expect. So don't ask me for different case. A minute. Yes. One more minute. What is the answer? I'm not asking you to explain to me the deal. Why one of them sounded to you push it like this, and one sound to you different? I want you to try to understand what is the difference. Before we go, Avad, all of the Rishonim asked, if someone doesn't have this year, he's with the Rashba and the Ramban and Tesis, he's in a good... I'm not saying that it's as a push the Zach. Trying to explain Shitas Rash. The answer is, I have to hold on the Shtar. I have to hold on to the Choyv. What I'm holding on to a Zaitike Raya and the Choyv, I'm not becoming a Murzik. Shtayim Oichs in the Talis. And we don't know who owns the Talis. Chutz and that is some documents who owns the Shtar. They're holding the Shtar. You have a car. Two people are fighting in the car. And what is Murzik in the paper? What is the Sheikhs? So, back to us. Rashi holds Lemandeomar. Moide b'shtar shekosvoi ein tzorich lekaimoi. We look at the Eidim like a zaitike zach in the shtar. Mele, everyone has Eidim. Masha'ein ken zman is a chaylik from the shtar. This is the Avonas Advorim. Now again, I'm saying, all of that is easy after we explain and we showed the whole time. It's not the time I cut it and I went away and the other guy doesn't have it. We are violently holding the shtar, and all of us know the truth that you have the bottom and I have the top. The shaylu, who is the muhzik? That is the noise of the sugya. This is the avone of the sugya. This is the tzura, the shmeise of the sugya. So the Goyen Lemoshen understood that the svar of the Eidim is 50. I don't. And we also don't understand. And again, we have the Ritva that said, "Posh, those guys, the Eidim, you're Golmish, you're not a Musik Bichlal." But we have Loshen Rashi that is that mashma like that. And then we have this Chelik. Right. Then we have this chaylik. That Rashi has a kash of us mid eidim, and Rashi is answering that lemanda omar moide b'shtar shekos v'yitzorich lekayim. Now avad it. Why lemanda omar moide b'shtar shekos v'yitz like that? That it's not a chaylik. As they state in the Ran. As they state in the Ritva. As they state in the Pnei Yeshua. Yeah, the kash was why zman is different, and the Teretz says zman is a chaylik from the shtar. Zman is a chelik from the shtar. Duch the shtar, you hold the choyv. Reb Chaim gizok, in shtar lig the choyv. What's that?
The star didn't have a star.